Ladakh. Ladakh, situated towards the eastern part of Jammu and Kashmir, is bounded by two of the world's mightiest mountain ranges, the Karakoram in the north and the Great Himalaya in the south. The scarce natural resources have been judiciously used by the people.
Scarcely any vegetation is seen in this mountain desert. Agriculture is very difficult here because water is not easily available. Whatever water is available in the area comes from the snow melting from the glaciers during the summer months.
The crops grow, the villagers pray not for rain, but for the sun to melt the glaciers and liberate their water. In the past, Ladakh became recognized as the best trade route between Punjab and Central Asia.
For centuries, it was traversed by caravans carrying textiles, spices, raw silk, carpets and dye stuff. Goods were carried on ponies from Amritsar to Central Asian towns of Yarkand and Kothan. On this long route, Leh was the midway stop.
The famous Pashmina, better known as Kashmir wool, comes from eastern Ladakh and western Tibet, through Leh to Srinagar, where skilled artisans weave it into shawls known the world over for their softness and warmth.
The Pashmina wool is produced from a special sheep that the people of Ladakh keep. This wool is prized and is very expensive and fetches good money in the international markets.
Like the land itself, the people of Ladakh are generally quite different from those of the rest of the India. The faces and the physique of Ladakh is the clothes they wear, and more like those of Tibet and Central Asia than of India.
This is because of the cultural exchanges that took place between the original tribes of Ladakh and the Tibetans. An example of this exchange was spread of Buddhism to Tibet, which took place through Ladakh. In fact, Ladakh is also called a Little Tibet. Buddhism remains a dominant religion in Ladakh, but other religions also exist.
Islam was introduced here from the West about 400 years ago. Today, there is a substantial Muslim population in Ladakh. The imposing structures show a blend of Islamic and Tibetan styles. We find that both Muslims and Buddhists sing and perform Kesar Saga, the national epic of Tibet. Kerala, which goes on with the slogan God's Own Country for promoting tourism, is one of the smallest states in the Indian Union. It is bounded by the Western Ghats on the east and Arabian Sea on the west. Its unique geographical features have played an important role in the cultural and commercial history of India.
Kerala is known for its spices such as pepper, cloves and cardamoms, which are grown in the surrounding hills. Since early times, it was known for its spice trade with countries in the west like Greece, Rome, China and Arabia.
Since Since early times, it was known for its spice trade with countries in the West like Greece, Rome, China, and Arabia. As a result of this trade, there was an interchange of ideas and culture between Kerala and these countries. During the 1st century CE, the Jews came and settled here.
Christianity arrived in Kerala with the Apostle of Christ, St. Thomas, in 52 CE. The trade relations with Arabia brought Arab settlers also to the coast of Kerala.
As trade between Kerala and the Muslim countries increased, many Arab Muslims came to Kerala and settled down on the Malabar coast.